If you're a pastor, elder, deacon, nonprofit, board member, or business owner, I need you to listen to this. K&K Furnishings needs to be on your short list. K&K Furnishings are committed to helping you find the right furnishings for your church or organization. These guys specialize in quality worship seating, welcome centers, cafes, nurseries, classrooms, as well as stage and podium furnishings. The two owners have over 70 years of combined pastoral experience, so not only will every transaction be handled with integrity and professionalism, but they have the experience to provide you with the perfect solutions for your furniture needs, and they absolutely understand your budget constraints and demands. K&K Furnishings are devoted to providing you quality pieces that save you money. They can do this because they don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar store, and they have relationships with over 200 manufacturers nationwide. Look, we all know there's a lot of junk out there. K&K understands that many times bargains aren't true money savers. They end up costing you more in the long run. At K&K, they believe that quality furnishings don't have to be outrageously expensive. And here's the best part. K&K Furnishings sells nationally and can also provide in-person consultations in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. If you can't meet in person, they'd be happy to set up a Zoom consultation for you today. So whatever your next project is, whether it's your home office or your church sanctuary, K&K Furnishings is the only place you need to look. Go to www.kkfurnishings.com to see how they can help you, or call 567-318-4520. That's www.kkfurnishings.com, or call 567-318-4520, or click on the link in the description of this episode. K&K Furnishings, furnishing business, education, worship, and hospitality for the glory of God. Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Jacob's Supply. Jacob's Supply is the place you gotta go for all of your material needs. These guys bring you construction supplies and appliances for up to 50% off retail price, all brand new. You a home builder? Need some lumber? Jacob's Supply has you covered. You a deacon at your church and you're in charge of that next Narthex floor job? Jacob's Supply has got you. Heck, they got Cortec Luxury Vinyl Plank right now for $3.59 a square foot. Go look that stuff up at Lowe's or Home Depot, man. That stuff is selling for $7 to $8 a square foot. That's over 50% off retail. Even if you just have some home projects you're working on, Jacob's Supply is the place for you. I just built an outdoor grilling area this spring for that old smoker and grill. Guess where I got the metal roof, lumber, and screws? Yeah, that's right, Jacob's Supply. Looking for a fridge, stove, washer, dryer? They got them all, and they're name brand. Samsung, Bosch, Frigidaire, all 20, 30, 40% off retail. Brand new and ready for you. Located in Temperance, Michigan, it's worth it to stop by even if you're a few hours away. And remember, Jacob's Supply can ship products nationally too. So even if you're out of state, you got to check them out. Follow them on Facebook at Jacob's Supply or call them direct at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978. Remember, Jacob's Supply, quality building materials at wholesale prices. And now, on to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Dead Men Walking Short. It's where we take a subject and we talk about it for a few. Tonight, the title is, Are Christians a Bunch of Losers? You know, I mean...
Are we?
Are we a bunch of losers? Are we just put on this earth to lose?
Yeah, you know? Nothing we can do about it.
I mean, would you ever say to your kids that they're destined to lose? Why would God say it to us? Why evangelize if we lose? Why strive in this life to do anything with our faith if we're a bunch of losers? Why live out the Great Commission? Why not hide in our closets?
Yeah, we're going to lose anyway, right?
You know, why not? Why procreate and do anything in this life if we're just a bunch of losers?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like what? Like, I mean, Greg, have you ever heard a pastor say from the pulpit, as I have, that don't think that you're ever going to be a winner in this life? You are supposed to lose. Yeah. We are not put on this earth to win. Have you ever heard a pastor say that
before? I have multiple times. And then obviously with the internet, you can basically tap into pastors from all around the nation and hear the same thing of, hey man, don't get involved in politics. Hey, the earth's got to go to complete crap before Jesus can come back anyway, because they're kind of pre-millers that just think it's got to get worse anyway. And look, you're supposed to get spit on and made fun of, and your rights are supposed to be taken away, and there's nothing you can do about it. And Satan is the ruler of this air, the Bible says. And they've used all kinds of biblical uncontext, non-context to.
I was going to say.
To try to frame this thing of like, hey man, you're just You're here
just
to lose.
A bunch of losers. But you know, in Matthew 28, what does it say? Christ says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Amen.
I mean, let's start there, but I'm sure you have many other verses as well.
No,
but,
absolutely. I mean, that's a great verse. First of all, we have to know who we serve, Christ.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Ruling and reigning right now.
Right.
It's Christ within us, the Bible says, mm-hmm. right? 1 John 5:4 is one of my favorite. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Mm. You know, you look at Romans 8:31-32. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
Mm.
Right?
So good.
Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done so, everything to stand faithfully. So that doesn't sound like rolling over and losing.
Roll
to me.
Over and lose?
I don't know why we would have
just be a
our
big
spiritual
old loser.
Armor.
I keep saying
you're just, you're just
I'm just grinding it in, man. Just.
And unfortunately, I think some of this goes back to, and I know we touch on this a lot on this podcast, but the eschatology can be so important of, hey, man, just hole up in your house. Just stick your head in the sand.
Yeah.
Don't get involved in legislation, politics, social movements. Just wait for Jesus to come back.
It's contradictory, though. Like, a pastor saying that you're just a bunch of losers, going to lose all the time, and then being like, well, we need more money for missions. You know, it's like, well, why are you doing missions? You know? Like,
yeah, if we're just going to lose. Like,
we're just a bunch of losers. Why even try to do this thing? Why even reach out? You know, why even evangelize or tell anyone about the gospel? I mean, you know, it's just contradictory in my brain. But
One is because we're commanded to, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
Great Commission.
Exactly.
Like
Amen.
You said in your very first, one of your very first questions, why even carry out the Great Commission?
Mm-hmm.
There's things that we're commanded to do, procreate, Great Commission, right? Yeah. Raise up the next generation for Christ, all those things. And I have a very optimistic view of the future.
Yep.
Because I know that through the preaching of the gospel, through preaching repentance, through the preaching of the repudiated righteousness of Jesus Christ and the work on the cross, they will come to Christ,
right.
and this world will be transformed because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a lose. I think that's a win.
Yep.
And I think any time that you tell Christians that, just be docile,
right?
Sit back and take what you got coming to you because, there's nothing we can do about the ruler of this air.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Right.
Is Christ ruling and reigning right now? What kind of sovereign God do you serve?
Yeah.
One that is in full control and ruling and reigning over everything?
Think about it, man. Like, I'm post-mill. I mean, like, I you know, have a eschatology that probably is least liked, but why? You know, like, why would you not want Christians to rise above, to have a Google, you know, a
right.
Google type business,
to have a Tesla.
Yeah, to have Tesla, to have like all these different businesses, and to be a part of government. Like, why would
all
you
the
not
glory of God?
Want
yeah.
a believer that knew his Bible? You know, in the halls of Congress. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
And I'll leave you on this one. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
Yeah.
In this world, you will have trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, for
sure. It doesn't say you won't have trouble.
Amen.
But take heart. I have overcome the world.
Yeah. You bunch of losers.
Mic drop. Guys, thanks so much for listening to
Losers.
Short. Just had to get one more in there. As always, you are not losers. You overcome
us
in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless.
Beep.
Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at Real DMW Podcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the PubDV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.